you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit of a hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, and of course, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, probably spending the first hour yelling and screaming again. But how can we fucking not? Anyway, thanks for listening to us. Join us on social media, etc. If you're listening live, or if you're not listening live, sling us a message anyway. We love to hear from y'all. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to read a meme that I just threw up on the Crab Diving Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. I'm gonna read the text off of it. Planned Parenthood isn't profiting off the deaths of children. You're thinking of the NRA.
Yeah, excellent.
Fuck you.
Yeah. So much to talk about. Again, it's hard, you know, it's hard to choose to be cheerful when the stories are about a pile of dead young people or dead anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, the typical responses from the right, the heinous, uncaring bullshit that what do they call her? Nazi Barbie. Tommy Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Lauren.
Vile.
Who's, she's got to be 20-something, right? And,
right.
And she was some YouTuber. So, and she went right-wing nut job, and she's nice to look at. So, of course, the conservatives have decided that she's somebody worthy of being on Fox.
That's
and,
right.
And being a regular, she had a breakup with Glenn Beck. She started there at the Blaze.
Oh yeah,
right?
That's right.
And then they had a little snit.
Yes.
But yeah, she said something, you know, like, "Oh, here it is, the liberals politicizing it. Why don't you just let people grieve?"
Fuck you. How's that?
That was kind of the response.
We'll politicize
universally.
This,
shut the fuck up.
Asshole.
Yeah.
I, you know, listening to the right wing nut jobs and the conservatives and, you know, the Republicans in our legislative bodies, I think the Democrats, if they had any sense, they would start thinking of them as enemies because they're responsible for this gun bullshit. You know, they're the reason we have AR-15s in our streets. They're the reason we have Donald Trump, who is for beating women. He's fine with it. And he's fine with dead fucking kids. So I think the liberals have to look at these Republicans as not someone to work with. We can't work with these people. They are fine with dead kids and they are fine with women being beaten.
Which is why they need to be soundly defeated. In November.
Don't work with them anymore.
Well, yeah, if we get majorities everywhere, we won't have to work.
But now, even now, though, like, there's no reason to take meetings with Mitch the Bitch. There's no reason to work with Paul Ryan. There's no reason to entertain anything Donald Trump wants to do. They are enemies.
Well, and it's not going well. Even the compromises are not going well because
it's disgusting.
Trump is playing that Tea Party / Freedom Caucus whiny little piss baby. I'm going to use the word un-American.
You're right.
The process was created that way to force compromise. And these assholes that are acting like nothing but giant butt plugs for someone who wants to take a number two. These guys are, when they go in there saying, I'm going to go in there and say my way or the highway, like every American wants it.
Don't work with them.
That ain't how it works. And the whole Republican Party, who's just allowed their party to get nuttier and nuttier and nuttier. And when they had the chance, when they had their post-mortem after the black guy won a second time.
Yeah.
The sane people said, you know what? Maybe the whole anti-Mexican immigrants, the whole anti-Islam, anti-woman, right, anti-gay thing, maybe that's not going to work for y'all because, you know, the world is joining the 21st century and your whole, especially your social bullshit.
Yeah, right.
Is just not going to fly.
If you think about who they are pro-gun. They don't care about dead kids. They don't give a fuck about gay people.
But they want to turn. You see, they're already saying, "Well, we should have armed guards. We should put up fences, and you got to go through checkpoints to go to school."
But do you really think that's because they want to take? If they really give a fuck about taking care of the kids, they do something about these assault weapons. They don't give a shit.
That's
window dressing.
They did do something, and then Georgie Bush. It was like, well, we just let that go.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that the stuff about armed guards and arming the teachers and checkpoints, that's lip service because that's just a way they can get around talking about gun control so they don't piss off their right-wing nut job, NRA, little man baby, fucking leather daddy.
You had a good idea yesterday. Where's if Soros really is this this massive influence on the left, why doesn't he just go and say, okay, how much did the NRA give you? $50,000? I'll give you $55,000.
Right. But see, that's a good problem. That's a good idea, maybe.
If that's how what we've come to.
But it doesn't, the problem is the GOP. And
or why don't we buy them with liberal organizations?
Right.
Raise millions of dollars for for sensible gun legislation.
Yeah.
And just buy these fuckers out. Say, how much does the NRA give you? What do we have to pay you? Because that's the only, obviously, gallons of teenage blood is not enough to even sway you. So,
hey, Chuck and Nancy, the next time you want to work with these Republicans, remember who they are. They don't give a fuck that Schindler is in bed with Russia. They don't care. They like the NRA. They don't give a fuck about dead kids. They don't give a fuck about women. They don't give a fuck about dead gay people. They don't give a fuck. So quit working with them. Quit compromising. They're going to shut down the government. Let them. That's their shutdown. We can't. We're treating them like they're adults, and they're not.
Tommy Lauren said, tweeted, can the left let the families grieve for even 24 hours before they push their anti-gun and anti-gun owner agenda? My goodness, this isn't about a gun. It's about another lunatic. And then she received a response from Kyra, who tweeted, a gun has killed 17 of my fellow classmates. A gun has traumatized my friends, my entire school, traumatized from this tragedy. This could have been prevented. Please FTFU. STFU, Tommy. Yeah, shut the fuck up,
yeah,
Tommy.
Shut the fuck up. Can they even
from a girl
let them
who was there?
Yeah. They want to. It's so funny. These Republicans are like, let's give these victims some time to grieve. They're going to be grieving forever. Their children
were
killed.
And,
murdered.
And it gives me hope for our society when, even here in Florida, seems like a high school full of kids are pretty soundly flinging e-feces on what Donald Trump is saying and what all these alleged adults are saying. They're like, no, you do something. Why aren't you doing something? You could do something. This girl was there. She tweeted Tommy Lauren. No, this could have been prevented.
Right. Shit, man. You know how to prevent this. These fuckers need to leave. The GOP needs to leave. Donald Trump needs to fucking resign. I mean, you know, people talk about general strikes and shit like that. We're getting to that territory. We have a president that it doesn't give a shit that our electoral process is being corrupted by a foreign power because he's working with the foreign power.
And how many of them is it going to turn out have ended up getting illegal donations from some Russian interests during the last campaign anyway?
Right.
That story's been out there that let's call him Mitch the bitch. Let's call him Eddie Munster in the house that those guys may have been in on taking a little bit of Russian money. maybe that's what Mueller's got. Maybe that's why they're all so desperate to shit on Mueller. Because Mueller's finding that crap out.
You know, these Republicans are going to drive us into a constitutional crisis. What are we going to do when Mueller comes out with shit like you just suggested?
All right.
What are we going to do? No one's going to know.
Well, the left is
going to be chaos.
Is the last time they tried to organize something, which is when who was it looking like Rosenstein was going to get fired? Maybe Mueller. When it was first coming out that it looked like Mueller was going to get fired, and MoveOn.org or you know George Soros or somebody organized on Twitter and said, "No, we go to the streets the moment this happens, and we shut this shit down." Because that's not acceptable.
Right.
And they got a shit ton of people who were like, I'm there. So
we got to demand that our Democratic leaders and shit don't work with these Republicans because it looks bad.
Look at the couple of weeks after the inauguration when everybody was like, this shouldn't have happened.
Right.
The women's march, the largest march ever.
Right.
Snowflakes.
I don't know. It sucks.
It's the biggest crowd ever. Yeah. No matter what you say.
These Republicans are never going to do anything right. They're never going to do anything for these dead kids. Never.
You know, it's not just one not a good crop. It's just not a good crop of Republicans.
The idea that we need to work with them is gone. No more. Because they really showed who they are. You know, they're in power now. And what are they doing? Not one fucking thing good. Nothing. They're letting a guy who's in bed with Putin run our fucking country. And they don't give a shit.
19-year-old Nicholas Cruz was arrested and taken into custody yesterday after taking his AR-15 rifle. What a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that the AR-15 seems to be the slinger of mass destruction of choice.
Oh, yeah.
Killed at least 17 people, injured over a dozen others. Says he was his younger brother, reportedly adopted as babies by Floridians Linda and Roger Cruz. The dad died from a heart attack 10 years ago, leaving their mom as the only caregiver. And then just this November, she checked into a clinic for the flu, and then she got pneumonia and died.
Oh, my God.
So they think that might be what finally had him snap, even though he's always been gunny and you know, had these issues. So after Linda's unexpected death, both brothers lived with friends for a short time before a friend's family allowed him to move in. He had been allowed to keep the AR-15 used in the shooting inside the home. He reportedly purchased it legally prior to moving into the friend's home under lock and key. The family had not seen him use it since moving in. So he allegedly had it under lock and key at these friend's house that he was living at.
So wait, so he purchased it legally?
Sure.
And he had it stored responsibly? Yeah.
I think they were saying on MSNBC, I didn't confirm it, but, you know, I don't have any reason to doubt it, but there's certain, like, Glock pistols and things like that. I think they may be semi-automatic that you can't purchase in most states or are federally regulated. You can't purchase them if you're under 21. But
a long gun?
No such law for the AR.
Is that because there's this bullshit thing that's used for sport hunting or some shit like that?
And then even then, The under 21 restriction, I don't think on any gun matters if it's a private sale. A private sale. But if I want to privately, we talked about this before, sell you my car, sell you my house.
Right.
You got to fill out shit tons of paperwork to let our friends in the government, which is us,
yeah,
the people, know what the hell's going on.
Hey, Marco Rubio. Hey, little Marco, I have a question. Are you pro-life, you dickhead? Is that cunt pro-life?
He's got his foam party earphones on.
Drown in that foam party, dickhead. Hey, is he pro-life? He's pro-life, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then what's up with these guns? They're used in mass shootings. You're a walking contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
He's garbage. And our country we have to fucking entertain this shit. This is bananas. This is insane.
He had been flagged as a potential threat after a history of disturbing behavior and anger issues. I think everyone in this school had it in the back of their mind that if anyone was supposed to do it, it was most likely going to be him, said Dakota Mutchler, 17, who went to school with Cruz.
So they had the guy flagged. They had their eye on him.
According to Broward County Mayor, really? Beam Fur with two R's.
Beam Fur?
Beam, B-E-A-M.
And then the word fur?
Fur, two R's.
Damn, that's the weirdest fucking name I've ever heard of.
Broward County Mayor Beam Fur.
Beam Fur.
Cruz had been attending a mental health clinic, but had stopped going for treatment for more than a year.
Why does he have this gun still?
Well, you know.
Because there's no laws. There's no fucking laws protecting us. There's nothing. No one's protecting us. Our government isn't protecting us.
At the very least, we really don't need AR-15s in the hands of regular people out on the streets. I just don't think that's necessary at all.
Yeah.
Even for protection, I saw comments, you know, all over. Even on our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, @crabdiving is our Twitter.
Yes.
People commenting about, well, you know, I want that AR-15. Somebody kicks in my door and I got to defend my family.
That's fine. You want that fucking gun? The cost of it are all these dead fucking kids. That's how much that gun costs.
Where do you live?
How many home invasions
are happening?
You know where he lives in? Trump mental illness state of dickheadedness. He lives in a fantasy world where he wants to have his big fucking extension of his cock.
They're fun. I've said it before, but
the cost of that
is
dead kids. The cost of your AR-15, all the kids at Sandy Hook, that died in Parkland. That's what those guns cost.
You know what else I think would be fun? Driving a tank and blowing some shit up.
You're not allowed to do that.
For, you know, some target somewhere or whatever. That would be fun as fuck.
Right.
But guess what? We're not allowed to have.
Yeah.
Tanks.
And you know what the target is? These fucking kids.
And I'm okay with that. Right.
And our president has the fucking balls to come on television and tell these children they aren't alone. And that's not true.
That is so
because
awful.
That same fucking thing could happen today at another school and these kids don't have a fucking prayer and they're alone. They're alone as fuck.
All those kids can't stand him. I mean, just all the reactions from kids that go
school.
They're like, hey, well, how about doing something about it?
Right.
And excuse me, but weren't you the one who single-handedly signed that law making it so that mental health is easier for people with mental health issues to get guns? Trump made it easier for people with mental health issues to get guns.
The truth is that when that Sandy Hook thing happened and those parents that have been lobbying, we all should have done more to support them. We all should have done more to stand up to these fucking NRA dickheads. And to paint these politicians that take that money, they are fucking whores, and their hands are dirty with these kids that have died. They're stained. Oh. Fuck.
Also, this is a real shocker.
Shocker.
And you, of course, because it fell into the. Because the Republicans are squealing mental health.
Yeah.
That means white Christian,
right,
performed the mass killing. If this person had been from a different country,
yes,
it might have been a completely different narrative. Especially had this person been a Muslim,
right?
You know what the narrative would be.
Oh, get the fuck out of here! Travel bans,
terrorist, terrorist, terrorist. We need the wall.
He's a racist.
But it's a white kid, so they maybe Hispanic. I mean, his last name is Cruz, but he was adopted, so I don't you know. Who
is
knows?
It true what you said that you put that thing on Facebook that he's associated?
Well, here it is: Florida, 19-year-old accused of killing nearly 20 people in a high school in Parkland, Florida, belonged to a white supremacist militia.
Oh God.
The leader of the Republic of Florida.
That's the name of it.
The Republic of Florida. White supremacist militia claimed in interviews with the ADL and the Associated Press that accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz belonged to his group and trained with other members in paramilitary drills.
This is, it's...
But police have not confirmed that yet.
Yeah.
But there was allegedly like a couple of pictures or something. Or
he's doing Nazi shit or some fucking bullshit. White.
Maybe this guy's lying, but
hey,
we'll find out.
Listen, when you dickhead racists are out in the world, comics, you fuckheads, and you quote unquote have to say the N-word as a joke to your buddies and shit, it emboldens fuckfaces like this that their racist tendencies and thoughts are on point and shit. It's fucked up. Our society is fucked up beyond belief.
The Republic of Florida describes itself, quote, as a white civil rights organization fighting for white identitarian politics.
At the cost of those dead fucking children.
Militia leader Jordan Jareb told Associated Press that the group wants to create a white ethnostate in Florida.
Oh, God. What in a Florida. Disgusting piece of... You know, in Germany and other countries, don't they arrest these fucking yes. assholes? Why are we such pussies about this?
They're a little less freedom-y of speech over there.
But that's how is it? You know, it's a weird line, right? Between if you have a militia that's associated with some white supremacy group, and then you're doing paramilitary drills with guns, how the fuck is that freedom of speech and not some weird? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked up. I don't know if we should call that freedom of speech.
Several people claiming to be members of the militia posted on a section of 4chan.
Yeah.
Popular with white supremacists, saying that Cruz was part of their group. The leader said that the group had not instructed nor wanted Cruz to conduct a school shooting. He acted on his own behalf. And what he just did, he acted on his own behalf of what he just did.
God.
Well, there you go.
Well, he's a fucking idiot.
That's the quote. And he's solely responsible for what he just did.
Bullshit. God damn it. I hope our fucking FBI investigates that motherfucker. And they prove that this group didn't have anything to do with it.
He told the AP.
Garbage.
He said he thought Cruz had recently, quote, had trouble with a girl. Seemingly to imply that the attack could have been timed to coincide with Valentine's Day.
Hey, good job training this guy. They trained this guy to shoot.
He said he trained on them with the militia on weekends. Yeah.
Well, then you helped. This guy helped.
Yeah, good job.
You helped. You helped murder these kids. You helped murder them.
Cruz was arrested off property. They interviewed the cop that caught him. He just kind of blended in with the students running away. Like, I don't know what he did with the gun.
Right.
I'm sure we'll find out. But he did have a backpack. I don't know if you can break down.
I have no fucking idea.
Fit in a backpack.
Well, listen, why don't you ask this fuckstick at this right-wing job militia group that somehow in our country we allow this shit to exist?
You probably could if you take this stock. If the stock is... the stock, it'd probably fit in a backpack.
I mean, Why is that guy allowed to exist and have a group that trains racists how to shoot
guns?
Well,
right. Somebody on our Facebook said, wait, why are these groups not being arrested?
I mean, you know,
why are they just not figuring? Because, I mean, I guess if they don't commit a crime, it's okay.
Well, okay, so Germany has those laws against hate speech and stuff like that. Right. Now, what is freedom of speech, and then what is inciting violence? Right. I mean, I don't know that we can say that they're against freedom of speech. Maybe they're just against these fucking racists inciting violence because, hey, man, they remember the Holocaust and shit like that, and they take that shit seriously.
They'll pretend that they aren't inciting violence. They do want white civil rights and a white ethno state, but they're not advocating violence. They're just getting ready for when the brown people come for them.
It's amazing.
That's the narrative.
Yeah, that these white people have a narrative that they're put upon and they're the targets and everything. Are you getting profiled? Did Ronald Reagan start a war on drugs that put every white person in jail?
And Jeff Bosash, I've got a story here. Jeff Bosash is desperate to keep brown people in jail.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nonviolent.
He's fucking racist garbage.
Let me see. Cruz reportedly legally purchased the AR-15
legally
1 year ago at 18 years of age.
Great. Perfect. What the fuck?
And of course, Trump, a real inspirational tweet about how we need gun, we need to do something about the guns and everything.
We need to do something about these fucking Republicans.
It wasn't. He said, so many signs that the Florida shooter was mentally disturbed, even expelled from school for bad and erratic behavior. Neighbors and classmates knew he was a big problem. Must always report such instances to authorities again and again.
But he was, right? He was flagged. His school made it. What are you supposed to do?
Well, right.
What are we supposed to do when our... Listen, Donald, you wanted to... Didn't you want to expand gun rights for mentally ill? I mean, we have a gun lobby that wants... You know what's funny? The only instance that Republicans preach inclusion is about guns. They want more... They want most people to have guns. That's how they want inclusion. And that is fucked up.
Well, they want more money from the NRA.
Right. They want people on a terrorist watch list.
Right. Through the transitive property means because I saw it on today. Some Republican toady was like, you know, I don't like the characterization that the NRA is just a lobbying organization for the gun manufacturers. They represent all the regular people who have their guns.
Oh, yes.
And the anchor was like, no, right. That ain't going to fly. We've seen where NRA money comes from, where who the biggest donors to the NRA are. It's the gun manufacturers who are in business to make money selling many, 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 many guns.
Here's how I understand the NRA. The NRA is an organization that has money that donates to politicians.
Right.
And because of that, the NRA is able to facilitate lots of murders and lots of mass shootings fucking country.
And they've got an artful propaganda department themselves out there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at Obama was going to personally kick in your front door and take every gun from your beautiful white hands.
And he didn't. He didn't. God, and in fact,
nor did he say he wanted to.
Right, right. In fact, Obama spoke out against these Sandy Hook shootings, and he spoke out against these automatic weapons, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the NRA used that. They fucking used that to sell more fucking guns. But yet, we tolerate politicians in this country that take money from these fucking murderers. You must be shitting me.
Yeah.
It really, you know, the system that of government that we have that we're all supposed to buy into, we're all supposed to vote, you know, and we're all supposed to do all these things to participate in this fair system that looks out for the little guy at the end. That's a fucking joke. That's fucking garbage. What are we supposed to do?
Oregon College. Remember that college in Oregon that was shot up?
There's been another mass shooting in America. This time in a community college in Oregon. That means there are more American families, moms, dads, children, whose lives have been changed forever. That means there's another community stunned with grief, and communities across the country forced to relieve their own anguish, and parents across the country who are scared because they know it might have been their families or their children. I've been to Roseburg, Oregon. There are really good people there. I want to thank all the first responders whose bravery likely saved some lives today. Federal law enforcement has been on the scene.
Hey man, there's an adult, right?
Yeah.
And Trump really, we were talking about it earlier offline, that Trump really sounded like just a vacuous. You know, it's Stephen Miller who really has no emotions other than hatred and trying to empathize, trying to write a speech of empathy and coming out of Trump's mouth when it's Trump teleprompter Trump. So I mean, everybody, you should know you're going to be safe. Don't worry. I want to tell all the kids. And the speech to the kids is condescending. High school. These are high school kids. Everyone I've heard interviewed is more intelligent, more articulate,
yeah, yeah.
And knows what should be done more than this fucking asshole we've got in the White House. This moron,
yeah.
This pinhead, this parasite.
I mean, he doesn't. You know what floors me is like we can't get a president that will stand up to people that beat their wives. We don't have a president that stands up for kids that are shot to death,
right?
In fucking school. And the Republicans are the same. He is the Republican Party. He is the GOP. But yet, we're supposed to entertain that political party as something legitimate.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Member of the militia here.
God.
Woohoo.
People from the UK and from Japan and places where they have like 5 gun deaths a year must marvel at us. That we're able to let the dumbest fucking lowest common denominator in this fucking country destroy us.
Yeah, I saw a couple Australians who were like, you know, we had one really big nasty shooting and we said, all right, that's it. No more guns.
Right.
And guess how many they've had since then? 0.0.
You know, it's like they have the NRA in Australia.
They probably have an equivalent, but they don't have a Second Amendment.
Do they have Fox News?
That's where Murdoch's from.
Yeah,
they have the
like
equivalent
that.
Of Fox News. They've got some, you know, right wing ass bags down there.
But somehow they're able to to do something. I mean, our response to gun violence is not, it's not rational. It's not even based in, like, I don't know how these politicians that take NRA dollars talk to people who are victims of gun violence and are able to look them in the eye. You know what I mean? Because it's like, none of what they're saying is based in reality. They're not addressing any problems.
And there's all kinds of things going on in the Senate. I mean, I don't know what more. Again, like yesterday, what more do we say? We just need
a pile
to,
of dead kids.
I mean, it's really going to just take. I sound like a broken fucking record, but we just got to. It needs to be a blue fucking tsunami, not a wave, a giant tsunami in November. And just, I mean, the state level, and at the congressional level.
And I tell you what, when the Dems get the fucking Senate and the fucking House, they better impeach that motherfucker, and they better dig, and they better dig and dig and find out where the corruption
is.
Rip that shit out of our government.
I think he'll walk. We've talked about that offline. Also, I think if they flip the House, I think he'll quit and say and tell his deplorables.
Yeah.
Follow me on Trump TV because I won't be able to get anything done now because the evil Democrats are just gonna block everything I do.
Yes,
gosh,
abso-fucking-lutely, you fucking traitor!
What a novel idea that is.
Block it now.
And
don't work with these fucks.
They can't even get their own side to work with them.
Yeah.
Like, they can't even get their, if they wouldn't need the Democrats for a lot of this shit in the House. In the Senate, you need 60 for a lot. But in the House, they wouldn't need this.
Chuckie Schumer. No more moderate bullshit.
Well, Trump wants him to get rid of that 60 vote thing. He wants him to totally get rid of the filibuster. And, but even Mitch, the bitch, knows that if you do that, you know, in a couple of years' time, you might be in the minority. The Republicans might be in the minority, and they like being the block. That's what Mitch was good at, blocking anything the brown guy did for 8 years.
Right.
They're
a scourge, 6 years. Man.
So, today they were, I guess they were voting, you know, if anything more comes out about the horrible shooting, but nothing's going to happen until we get Democrats in charge. It's just that simple,
right?
The Republicans to try to think there's going to be some kind of come to
Jesus
moment.
We're still waiting. we're still waiting.
It's just
another pile of dead children. I mean, and after the Las Vegas thing and the Pulse nightclub and the shooting that happened in Texas at the church.
And this kid, he's 19, is also a poster child of the failed system.
Right.
Because this it got this far. Yeah. Why don't we have, there should be mental health capabilities and, or you know what I mean? Mental health should be a priority. And, you know, if we only had free health care.
Yeah, maybe like that might help.
There should
help,
be free mental health treatment, too, because, you know, society would kind of prefer that everybody's not getting all angry and ragey and gunny. Yeah.
I mean, stats just don't matter. They don't matter. The number of deaths don't matter to that side. It is, and, there is no way to describe their shittiness.
I think that's why we need to prioritize getting rid of Citizens United. We need to mobilize and get a there's a bunch of states that I think have already voted that they would do that because we're going to need a constitutional an amendment now because thanks SCOTUS. But there's a bunch of states that have said they wouldn't, you know, they voted to overturn Citizens United. I forget what the percentage you need of states is, like 3/4. It's a couple different processes for proposing amendments, but you know the Republican Congress has never even remotely consider that.
They don't give a shit.
Because without, they know that without money, they're fucked.
You're right.
Without big money.
You know, maybe I'm just making an observation here, and I could be off, but why? Because we've posted a lot of gun stuff in the last couple since this shooting. And where are the gun trolls?
Oh, sure.
Are they shamed?
Oh, well, no, they hide. They're cowards.
Where are you?
They slither away and hide.
Make your case for why you need your gun. Make your case that if one of these kids would have had an AR, they could have defended themselves. Why aren't you making your fucking case? The other side is here. We're making our case. Where the fuck are you? And where the fuck are my little fucking trolls from high school? They're pro-gun. Where the fuck are you? You fucking pussies. Cowards.
Republican Congress.
Yes. Speaking of cowards. God,
the Senate.
Garbage.
There was one of these centrist immigration bills that was coming up.
Yes.
It was Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham. The Senate in a 54-45 vote failed to advance the centrist compromise immigration in the Senate. Need 60.
Right.
They rejected immigration legislation crafted by centrists in both parties after Trump just threatened to veto the bill if it made it to his desk. It's horrible. This morning he tweeted, the Schumer rounds Collins immigration bill would be a total catastrophe.
See, like Schumer, what was the point? What was the point of this? How is this going for you?
It creates a giant amnesty, including for dangerous criminals. Doesn't build the wall. Expands chain migration. Keeps the visa lottery Continues deadly catch and release and bars. Listen to how they even
so racist.
How they dehumanize?
Yeah, we're talking
catch and release. Like you're
these
fishing
are human beings. Yeah. That I don't give a shit what color their skin is. I'm a progressive, you fucking asshole. God.
And bars enforcement even for future illegal immigrants. Voting for this amendment would be a vote against law enforcement. A vote for open borders if Dems are actually serious about DACA. There it is. I've got a gun to these kids' head.
Oh, God.
If Dems are actually serious about DACA, they should support the Grassley bill. The Grassley bill, I think, is everything he wants.
Yeah.
No more no more chain migration. You come here alone. Fuck your wife. Fuck your kids. Fuck your mom and your dad and your brothers and your sisters.
Yeah.
Fuck them all.
Oh, think about it like this. Well, no. Bring your whole family and they can enroll in our schools and some kid can show up with an AR-15 that you're fine with having out there in the public and they can all shoot them to death. What kind of fucking fucked up death porn carnage does the Republicans see this country as? Oh, God.
A few Democrats, including Senators Kamala Harris, Martin Heinrich, and Tom Udall withheld their votes until it was clear the measure would not get to 60, and then they voted against it.
Yeah.
It was backed by, like I said, Collins, Flake, and Lindsey Graham. Represented perhaps the best chance to advance the legislation in the Senate. But now, they say it was opposed by Trump and his allies in part because it did not cover all four pillars that he demanded. I want my wall. I want my wall. No more chain migration.
Oh my
no
God.
More lottery. No more lottery. Merit-based only.
It's one thing for him to want to push this fucking immigration agenda. But it's another thing, like, the tactics he uses, like this dog whistling, this race baiting, this fucking racist bullshit, mischaracterization of all this shit. It's just
Omarosa,
who's these stupid people that vote for you, Donald.
Omarosa, who's beside herself to spew all kinds of shade towards Don on her latest proud venture.
You propped
on Celebrity
him up.
Big Brother.
You step foot in that White House, you propped him up.
She's she's saying that they were talking about the immigration or something. She's like, oh, it's, you don't know. She's like, the roundups are going to get worse.
Yeah.
She's like, I've seen the plans. The roundups are going to get worse. They just want to start. It's going to turn into Germany.
When are we going to take it seriously? I mean, what the fuck?
In the 30s, Germany.
Yeah.
Germany now is
Germany now
is quite civilized. They're the adults in the room.
They would take this shit seriously. We don't. We do not take this seriously.
Angus King from Maine said, well, this is the only bill that has a chance to get through the Senate. So, I mean, now what are they going to do? March 5th is coming up. They got to do something about DACA. They got to do something about it. And Trump is saying, obviously, the Democrats don't want to do anything about it because they won't give me my way.
I mean, God, Chuck Schumer, what do you think, man? How's it going? I mean, I know you can't do anything, but fuck me. We can't validate this party by working with them. It's like propping them up. They can't. The only way to fix this, there's just no good way to fix the problem of the Republicans other than to get them out of office. And I think by working with them, by like, you know, helping them extend that shutdown date, I don't know that helps the cause of making them leave. I don't know. Because it makes them seem like they're functioning.
It didn't go so well with the other deal. The Senate rejected the legislation based on Trump's framework for an immigration deal, leaving an uncertain path forward for all these people covered by DACA. This was the Grassley one. Oh, this is the Grassley one that Trump wanted. It was his. That one failed. It was the fourth proposal in a row rejected by the Senate today.
discus.
And received the fewest votes of support.
God.
39 to 60 down for the president's bill in the Senate.
Christ.
In the Republican controlled Senate.
Right.
39 to 60. All the other three measures won by one more than 50 votes. So there was four different proposals today about immigration, and the one from Trump is the one they hated the most.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the one he was tweeting about. Check grasses.
God. I saw a map about this these deportations and shit by ISIS, and they put it up on our Facebook page. I don't know when it's going up, but like it shows like the number of deportations in relation to how much cooperation ICE is getting with local authorities, and it works. The sanctuary city kind of thing works.
Yeah.
I mean, there are less deportations in, I think the color blue showed the least amount of local cooperation with ICE, and they had the least amount of, you know, deportations.
Well, and what you can't tell the asshole knuckle draggers, the unifobes, is that it's not a criminal matter. It's a civil matter.
Yeah.
It's not a criminal matter. So that's why the police are like, hey, my job. And the police don't want it. There's already been cases where people are not talking to police.
Right.
They don't want to talk to the police because they're afraid that if they say, yeah, I saw who killed that other person,
the
cop's going to say, wait a minute, let me see your papers.
Yeah. Let me see your papers. Let me see if you're on a fucking list. I'm working with ICE, you know?
So the cops want to solve crimes.
Well, if you live, look, Facebook.com/crabdiving. If you're a fucking DACA person, look at that map. And if it's orange, and you live where it's orange, don't talk to your local authorities because they're sucking ICE dick. It's fucked up. God.
Freeze.
Yeah, who's that? Arnold doing it's Batman.
And Batman.
You know, George Clooney was the best one, really. Shit. We need Batman. We need the whole fucking Justice League to get rid of these fucking Republicans because they're assholes.
But they're not even sure that the Grassley one would pass the House because guess what? It provided a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 immigrants brought to the country illegally as children. So not even just the DACA people, but even just people brought illegally. 1.8 million. It would have given amnesty. And the hardliners in the House would not go for it. They want every single one of them launched out of the country.
If you looked at another country and you saw a program, how many people get deported? How many DACA people do we have? Like, what is that number?
700,000.
Yeah. If you looked at another country and said, oh, look, they're deporting 700,000 people. They were
brought to the country as children.
Now they're taking them and they're pushing them out.
And have committed no crimes. They can't be in the program if they've committed a crime.
Right. What would you call that?
Republican.
Genocide.
Yeah.
Right? You call it something. How are we even allowed to entertain something like that?
It also included $25 billion for border security.
Oh, God.
Down payment on his wall. Tougher interior enforcement and new limits on legal immigration. See, that's what they really want to go for. Trump, during his campaign, was all like, we just want to get rid of the criminals. We just want to get rid of the illegals. I love immigrants.
You love and white
now,
immigrants.
Yeah, and now he's got he had Bannon whispering in one ear and Stephen Miller whispering in his other ear, or really licking the underside of his schlong.
Yeah, those two fucking
and saying, oh, well, you know, we should just get rid of all immigrants.
Hey, Joe and Mika, don't you think you should have been a little rougher on this Trump? Don't you think you should have treated him like a fucking racist? I mean, God, he's fascist. We let Hitler sashay on into the fucking country. He won. There's evidence he was fucking up Putin's ass before he got elected. We did not treat him like the Kraken he was. And I know, and Hillary Clinton, all she said was the people that voted for him were deplorable. That's all she said. Yeah. She could have gone farther. She should have gone farther. They're deplorable racist monsters. Right. I mean, God, imagine she
And she
got,
undersold it. She said
she
half.
She undersold it.
She said half.
Oh, my God. deplorables. This, oh, my God, you're monsters.
This is great because, you know, Mitch, of course, was, again, running his tongue along Trump's saggy yes. sack.
Sign me up.
He wanted the Grassley bill, which lost 39 to 60.
God damn, man.
Before the vote for that one, he said, President, my view has gone more than halfway to meet the Democrats and resolve this matter. If they're actually interested in finding a solution, it's time to take yes for an answer. And even, what, 20 Republicans were no.
God.
Almost 20 Republicans voted it down.
God, Mitch, your legacy is going to be shit. History is going to see you as shit. You know what? I hope Mueller finds some Russia shit on you, you little fucker. Fuck you. How much money does Mitch the bitch get from the fucking NRA? I wonder.
No, probably a bunch. Kentucky? Probably.
Oh, yeah, where that guy, the campaign manager from Kentucky for Trump, involved in a child sex trafficking ring. Republican family values.
Yep.
Guns, fucking kids, beating women, being racist, homophobic, Islamophobic. Ah. That's their party, yeah. But that's their platform. Rah! That's their fucking platform.
It's their vibe.
I understand the Republicans.
Thanks for joining us this Wednesday, Thursday, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. How could it not be? We'll talk about, you know, some more Jesus-y kind of stuff. Unless there's another school shooting, which, you know, the odds are not low.
Yeah.
That we may be talking about another school shooting or something like that in the next 24 hours. But join us our usual bat time, same bat channel. Also, wow, these Republicans are just great from that file. The House did do something today. The House was busy.
Yes.
They had to make sure that they voted 225 to 192 to amend the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Why?
And not in a good way.
What the fuck? Hey, do they want to take away funding or do they want to make them more disabled?
Passed over objections from disability rights advocates and the Democratic leadership, who warned the bill would remove incentives for businesses to comply with the law.
Okay. So all that list I said was incomplete. They also hate people in wheelchairs.
Right.
That's amazing. Wow. My God, you guys are fucking evil as shit. Darth Vader would be like, I don't know, guys. I think I
like,
can't.
Like, whoa, yeah.
I can't hang with you.
Proponents say it's aimed at curbing unscrupulous lawyers who seek profit by threatening businesses with litigation.
Oh, okay.
The lawyers suing without actually seeking to improve access for the disabled.
Wow.
So I guess they're saying there's frivolous lawsuits against businesses and buildings that they feel aren't complying with ADA. Well, comply with ADA.
Frivolous? If you're, yeah.
How's that?
God, dickheads.
You've had 20 years, 30 years? When was ADA? Reagan? When was the Americans with Disabilities Act passed? I mean, you've had time. Put in a ramp.
Yeah. Do you have any friends with disabilities or?
1990.
Yeah. 1990. I have friends in wheelchairs, and you know, they, I don't know if you're familiar with wheelchairs, dickheads out there, but you can't go upstairs with them.
It's rough.
You know, and you're
down's not great either.
No, and you're at a different height. You're at a different height than a lot of people. And
you're talking to people's dicks and their nasty crotches.
Why am I supposed
imagine
to
imagine that life?
Yeah, why, God damn Republicans. You know who would be for this? And it makes perfect sense. Talk to Bob Dole. He could probably speak to you on this because guess what? He's in a wheelchair. And that's the only way Republicans understand anything. You can't.
Kate's taking down Ryan's. Sorry, Kate was taking down Ryan's microphone for a moment.
Sorry, Kate. God, you got more humanity than these fucking Republicans.
Oh, there's not much dog. I mean, there's not much wolf, I should say.
I mean, she is.
She gets her toe caught on the wire, and you'd swear.
I'd rather have you than our president. God, the Republicans don't want to. They don't want to stick up for women getting beat, just getting beat by their fucking husbands. They don't want to speak up for dog, for any of these people, for children getting shot to death. They don't give a fuck if you're in a wheelchair.
A letter in September from the Consortium for Citizens with Disabilities, which had been signed by more than 200 different disability rights groups, not different people, 200 different groups of people.
Right.
Sent a letter saying, "We know of no other law that outlaws discrimination but permits entities to discriminate with impunity until victims experience that discrimination and educate the entities perpetrating it about their obligations not to discriminate." So they're basically saying, I guess they're taking away, they're basically saying, well, you don't have to put a ramp in until someone tries to get up your stairs and can't and makes a complaint.
Woohoo! But then,
right.
By the way, Mitch McConnell, up to 2016, received $1.3 million motherfucking dollars from the NR fucking A. Resign in shame. The blood of those dead kids are on your fucking hands.
Remember some rally in Kentucky and he came out with a musket on stage? There's that picture of Mitch McConnell waving a musket, which is just kind of ridiculous because he's just soft and doughy. You just don't picture him as an outdoorsy kind of shooting shit kind of guy.
Dean Heller, Tom Tillis, Roy Blunt, fucking, you know, I'm an atheist. It doesn't mean it's a burning hell. I wish there was a hell that you could roast in. Fuck you all. Fuck you all. Taking that NRA money, sucking that NRA dick. The Wayne LaPierre cock.
Activists say the bill, if enacted, will essentially gut the ADA's provision dealing with public accommodations by removing any incentive businesses have to comply with the law before a complaint is filed.
That is insane. That's nuts. So say someone needs. Do we need to explain why this is crazy? Okay, I'm in a wheelchair. I have an appointment at Building A. I go to Building A. I can't get in. I can't make my appointment. Then I get to file papers so a court makes this fuck stick of a building do the right thing and put a ramp in. Meanwhile, right. I can't get to my appointment. I have to wait until a ramp is built.
Right.
God damn it.
So 200 disability rights groups sent a letter. On the other side are, guess what? Business groups.
Oh, okay.
The International Council of Shopping Centers, the National Federation of Independent Business.
Yes.
They say the bill would stop drive-by lawsuits, what they say. They say that lawyers just come in and look for violations, and they don't have a victim, so they file lawsuits.
Oh.
And the poor business then has to be litigated against and then have to put in a fucking ramp.
Oh God, guys, you
meanies,
these rich business guys, you sure. Listen, I know we're talking about mass shootings today. How many kids died in Parkland? How many kids?
17.
Died? 17.
Well,
kids?
16 and one teacher.
Okay. 17 people dead. Okay. But the business people, you guys are real victims here. You have to make it so your building is accessible for people who can't fucking walk or whatever their fucking disability is. I'm so sorry for you. God damn. Thoughts and prayers right up your fucking asses. How do you like that?
That's because, you know, WWJD.
Oh, yeah. What would non-existent Jesus do?
I mean, really, what would Jesus would be hanging with those that. He'd be hanging with the again, if you want to use the Occupy Wall Street thing. Who would Jesus go hang with? The what they thought were smelly hippies down playing hacky sack in Occupy Wall Street? Or would Jesus put on a three-piece and ride the elevator up to the Trump Tower and sit with all the billionaires who really love the Lord?
Here's what I think Jesus would do. I think you're kind of right. I think Jesus would walk over to the hippies playing hacky sack and say, "Hey, hold my beer.
Cover your.
I have some shit to do. Hey, I have some scores.
Do you guys
that must be settled.
Do you have umbrellas?
Do you remember the Old
be
Testament?
Some towers burning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Old Testament? It's going to look like a lot like that. Yeah. Save me some marijuana.
My dad's
I'm smiting
pissed.
Motherfuckers.
Daddy's pissed.
Daddy's pissed. Daddy's got lightning bolts flying out of his fingers.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to be fucking some shit up.
Jesus might be pissed.
Who? What do you mean?
His daddy was a dick in the Old Testament.
Yeah. Hey, daddy, I need your help. Fuck these guys up. We're going to fuck them up. Oh my God. What would Jesus say about a bunch of kids? Would Jesus be like, oh, okay, let's have AR-15s. I'm worried about the rights of gun owners.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Jesus personally came back and wrote the Second Amendment, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, sure.
Yeah, he possessed Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What were we talking? Oh, the ADA. So, yeah, there you go. Thanks, Republicans. So that passed the House. You know, the House is busy. While there's 17 people dead from guns.
Yeah,
and people. I don't think those kids' clinics have been funded yet. CHIP was extended.
Yeah, and you made
but they may have nowhere to go because
did you make this point
local
on
local clinics?
Yeah. Did you make that point offline or did you say it during the show?
Might have been offline.
Crab diving offline, you said, well, okay. What if you need to go to a clinic after you got shot? You can't.
Right.
You can't.
What if you're a poor kid at a Florida high school and you got to go to a clinic? I mean, they would take you to the house, the emergency room, but they have to see you. But
never assume.
That's true.
Is Trumpville, USA. We can't assume anyone is going to do the right thing.
Don't be poor.
Yeah, don't be poor. Don't get shot.
Why didn't you crawl out of a rich vagina like I did?
I mean, didn't he fucking suggest that people should have done more at that school
Well, did you put the story up? I think you put the story up about where they're teaching kids to like throw shit at the shooter.
Yeah.
If the shooter comes into the room, first you got to hide. But if he makes it into you, just pick up whatever's around and throw it at him.
I think that's an opinion piece on Vanity Fair. And the guy's point is that because we're teaching that, we have failed our children.
Right.
We have failed our fucking kids. You're telling a kid, I don't know what, throw his book bag at the boogeyman with a goddamn AR-15.
Right.
I don't know how the fuck Trump has the nads to go on television and say, listen, you guys aren't alone. We're going to protect you. That is bullshit.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Those kids,
blah, blah, blah.
The truth is, let's be real. If you're going to school today, you don't have any fucking protection. You have as much chance of getting shot to death as the kids at Parkland the other day. What did you see?
Sorry, I just saw the Time promo you put up of Trump.
Yeah,
the fake Time magazine promo with a tattoo on his tit of Miley Cyrus.
Right. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
It's hilarious.
God.
I'm sorry. I started laughing.
No, it's all right.
That was a good little. A little respite there for a moment.
Right.
I
still know, like...
Very funny.
If you're a parent and your kid asks you, and I imagine they would, say, hey, how would this happen at my school? And I don't have kids, but I imagine part of that is making your kid feel safe, preserving their innocence so they can be children. But what do you tell your kid?
Well, right.
I don't know. I have no fucking idea how you deal with that. You sure as shit, if Donald Trump's on TV and you got a kid, you got to put it on mute because you don't know what he's going to fucking say.
The
pussy grabbing fuck nut.
Yeah. Thanks, Republicans.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. And all you fucking assholes at these Trump rallies. Oh, God, you're disgusting. Jesus would hate the fuck out of all of you if he existed. Oh my God.
I think I put the story up. I don't think I put it in my spreadsheet. So that means I need to go to the, I need to go to crab diving or facebook.com/crabdiving while Ryan does the Amazon promo.
Oh yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a piece of, and don't buy any gun bullshit. You can't anymore on Amazon, right? You can't buy guns, or can you?
I believe you cannot buy guns on Amazon.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff Bezos. At least there's that. There's that. Motherfucker.
God, there's so much bad shit they're doing. Where is that? Okay, I'm just going to try to remember it. But the point is that there it is. Another study done that, you know, these Republicans are out there squealing. Well, even if, first of all, the Russians didn't do anything. It's fake news because Trump tells me so. But then if you get them to admit, okay, well, the Russians, you know, okay, so they had some Twitter accounts and some Facebook accounts. Big deal. They didn't switch one vote. You can't prove that switched one vote.
Oh, my God.
Well, guess what? There's a study.
Yes.
That says that
you can't prove it.
Trump may owe his 2016 victory to fake news.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
one recent study of nearly pretty big sample, 25,000 social media messages.
Yes.
That were shared in Michigan. Remember, it was like 20,000 vote difference right. in Michigan, something like that.
Yeah.
Michigan voters identified half of the 25,000 posts on social media they looked at.
Yes.
Before the election. Were unverified WikiLeaks content and Russian origin news stories.
Oh, man.
That, quote, fall under the definition of propaganda based on the use of language and emotional appeals.
Good God.
So half that they studied was fake news.
So obviously.
Was propaganda.
Yeah.
Well, now they've done. So they you couldn't figure out whether that had an impact or not, though. Well, now they've kind of done a study.
Yes.
And it concludes that fake news, quote, most likely did have a substantial impact on the voting decisions of a strategically important set of voters. And you know who those voters are?
Who?
We've talked about them before.
Oh, yes.
The people that fucking voted for Obama in 2012 and inexplicably, and you can't explain it, why they voted for goddamn fucking Hitler in 2016.
I can explain it. They hate women. That's got to be part of it. They hate women?
They believe fake news. Listen to these numbers. If Hillary had retained the support of the Obama of voters, she most likely would have won the election.
Holy shit. How the fuck... You're right. It's not sexism. You're right.
Their survey data showed that 10% of these former Obama voters that they surveyed turned around and cast ballots for Trump.
That doesn't make any sense.
4% switched to minor parties. 8% said, I'm not voting.
Ugh.
The survey that they gave was like 281 questions. So, I mean, you had to put in some time on this survey.
You had to be invested in this.
So they included three false statements, fake news.
Right.
And this is all shit that went out
okay.
through social media during the election. All three of these fake news stories were widely disseminated, disseminated through social media
yes.
and spread by mainstream and partisan news outlets. So it started in the Russian sphere.
Right.
And then the lunatics picked it up and it made it to, you know, Fox. Let's say.
God. And it gives it validation.
The first, Hillary Clinton is in very poor health due to a very serious illness.
But wait a second. Wait. People can't discern that that's bullshit.
25% of survey respondents believe that this was definitely or probably true.
Yeah, I got to take the dog out. She's right at the door.
Oh, she's coming back. Oh, no. 1 in 4, 25%.
But my problem, here's my issue with that, man. Didn't you know that was bullshit just because you're not a dickhead,
but
dumbass?
If the main group you're looking at is those people who left Obama and inexplicably voted Trump, then you look at the numbers that were out there
yes.
of those 25,000 is the messages, not the people that saw it. Those are the amount of messages that went out. So it was what? Half of those were bullshit,
right.
were propaganda,
oh
were
my
Russian.
God.
Imagine how many of those 12,500 messages reached. And then that's only Michigan.
Yes.
Only Michigan. So then you do the numbers of if 10% voted switch to Trump.
Yes.
And 25% believe that Hillary Clinton is really sick.
God.
The second statement. But I'm saying is it doesn't take many. We only had 20,000 vote difference. So it's very easy to believe that numbers of people who formerly voted Obama flipped because of fake news.
And was that, like, just so I'm understanding, was that, did they target areas like Michigan?
Well, yeah, we're finding out that the Russians had voter data, which we should have. We should have been 10 Benghazi panels how the Russians got our voting data.
Well,
I got a good idea.
Jared gave it to me. I
could give it to you in a zip drive.
That fucking treasonous dickbag Jared Kushner gave him that bullshit.
Right.
You know how that happened. God damn it. How many pieces of this puzzle have to be put to... It's like we're playing Wheel of Fortune. And the phrase is like, I can't even, the phrase is guns kill people.
Right.
And we've got all the letters, but the G, and yet our president won't say Russia colluded, the blah, 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 blah. You know, we know this, which our election was fucked with.
The second statement of lies that they put in this survey, during her time as U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton approved weapon sales to Islamic jihadists, including ISIS.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and she also created ISIS.
It's just not true.
It's not true.
35%.
Why would she do that?
Believed that Clinton had sold weapons to the Islamic State, as did 20% of former Obama voters. 1 in 5 people that voted Obama were convinced that Hillary had somehow sold weapons to ISIS.
It's like, how the fuck? See, like, we should be worried about 2018.
Right.
About the midterms. We should be worried about that shit, right?
Right. Yeah.
But this is different. No, it's just, okay, so the problem is Russia is proliferating this fake news, right?
Daily.
And their bots just have to be woken up, right?
Yes.
And the other problem is...
The gun bots were out last night.
Yeah.
They're all over the gun story. You're not coming for my Second Amendment.
Is Russia doing that?
Sure.
All right, guys.
They want to sow dissent. They want us to be in chaos to show, look how bad your system is. You need a strong daddy. You need to get rid of those evil courts. Those bad courts like those fucking assholes in Pennsylvania. There's one of those dickbags in Pennsylvania still whining about the gerrymandering. You know what he wants to do? He wants to impeach the Supreme Court.
For a ruling they made.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Because they won't let them gerrymander.
I mean, if Russia is making a point that we have a fucked up system, point taken. Because we do. We have evidence. I mean, God damn it. What about the guilty verdicts of fucking, what's his fuck? Flynn, Manafort, Gates, Manafort's toady dude. That's not
enough. They're having trials. But Manafort or Poopy Doopy pled guilty.
Yeah.
And Flynn.
Right.
Have both copped to
one
minor charge. Manafort and Gates are going to have a trial. They didn't cop to anything.
So in the face of all that shit, people, they don't believe Trump colluded with Russia. They don't believe Trump obstructed justice. And all that has to do with these fucking fake news bots. Just
much of it, yeah. The most heinous yesterday, like Posobiec, Jack Posobiec, were out there tweeting, shitting on the Mueller investigation by saying, well, you know, if the FBI deep state hadn't been busy trying to let Hillary win the election and trying to frame President Trump and all the true patriots, then maybe they would have seen this kid before he went and shot up a school. What vermin these people are turning it on the FBI and on Mueller.
And because they're just speaking to dumb people, the ideas don't even have to be that good. These fake stories don't even have to be plausible. The idea that Hillary isn't, I mean, you know, she had that spell, right? She fainted or some shit like that.
She had pneumonia.
She had pneumonia and she was running for president at the same fucking time, which I've never ran for president, but I imagine it's stressful and strenuous and laborious.
If it was so bad, shouldn't she be like like using a drool cup in a wheelchair by now?
Oh, yeah.
If her Parkinson's or whatever was so bad.
Right. Well,
a year ago, 2 years ago.
Well, if she's so dirty and so corrupt and so criminal, why is she not in jail?
It's all those babies she's killing.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, right. Trump, why didn't you lock her up? You said you would and you haven't.
Well, yeah.
Don't, you liar. Him,
hold his beer.
Yeah.
The third statement they used, and this one is, the first two are, okay, yeah, she got sick. She had pneumonia, but it wasn't, you know, like Alex Jones, remember? He was like, did you see her? She stumbled on that. She tripped. Did you see her fall down there?
Right.
You know, it was an epileptic seizure. It wasn't
like,
high heels on a plane and a 70-year-old woman.
It's not enough. It's like all these big stories happen, and then these amplifiers like Alex Jones and Fox fucking News pop up.
During the weapon sales to Islamic jihadists, including ISIS. You know, did we give? And by the way, it was the Obama administration. Did we give to the rebels in Libya? I think that might be what they're talking about. Did we? Yeah, might not have been a great idea, but they weren't putting them in the hands of jihadists. They might have ended up there. They didn't intend it that way. It wasn't Iran-Contra. But there were, again, kernels of stuff that was based on their crazy. There is, you know, she did fall down. She did get sick.
That's true.
This third one, zero.
Right.
Is 100% false. 0.0. And it was a big one. It was all over Facebook. I remember it was all over Twitter. Pope Francis endorsed Trump for president prior to the election.
Well, he didn't.
Absolutely, utterly not.
He came out and said he was horrible.
Right.
Is there a video? Didn't he actually say into a microphone with a camera on his fucking face that he didn't want Donald Trump to be president?
Well, yeah, and you should build bridges, not walls.
He said it.
And the Pope, I mean, I'm no fan of the Pope and the diddling Catholic Church, but
no, they tell people to wear condoms and they.
That's heinous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And fucking,
I mean, they
kids,
could literally, they could literally save lives, especially in Africa and in South America.
Well, they're too busy
by saying, "Go ahead and wrap that sucker," because
well, they're trying to find coordinate places for these popes that rape these children. They're trying to figure out where to put them after they do something bad.
Well, Mars,
yeah, Mars. Right?
There's a colony. 10% of the national sample believe that statement to be true.
Oh my God. So that's astounding.
So,
and that's all you need, right? To flip a state. That little bit.
So it says belief in these fake news stories is very strongly linked to defection from the Democratic ticket by 2012 Obama voters. Among respondents who didn't believe any of the fake news stories, 89% cast ballots for Hillary Clinton in 2016. 61% of those who believed one of the fake news stories voted for Clinton. But of those who believed all three, Hillary's ill, Hillary sold weapons to the jihad, and Pope Francis loves him some Trump.
They all voted Trump.
Only 17% of those voted for Clinton. And we're talking former Obama voters.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, do you listen to this show? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You figure out what the fuck is going on in your fucking Facebook shit. And whoever runs Twitter, fuck you too. You figure that shit out. And Google Plus and all you dickheads.
So again, they say this data cannot prove that the fake news items caused former Obama voters to defect. They say it's also possible people who chose not to vote for her might endorse these statements after a fact in order to rationalize their voting.
But still, what you said is that obviously there was enough to make a difference in places like Michigan.
And if you blow it up enough people seeing these fake news, if you extrapolate from a smaller sample to the larger sample of Michigan, a 17%, only 17%.
Yes.
Who voted for Obama, voted for Clinton. If they believe all that three bullshit,
did
that might be 20,000 votes, which might swing the Electoral College.
I have 2 points. This is a question. Point number one. Question. Is that how Brexit happened?
Oh, sure. Probably. They're finding more and more that it was the same deal. Fake news trolls pushing Brexit.
And I will say this. If Hillary Clinton was sick to the point where she couldn't move anything but her eyeballs and able to communicate, I would vote for
her president
instead of this fascist fucknut.
She could sound like Stephen Hawking.
Don't give a fuck. She could be blinking out her orders. I will take that.
Which is why the day after, so many people were like, oh, fuck. Remember all the people they interviewed that were like, well, you know, I didn't think it was going to win.
Oh, yeah. Well, you voted the fucking guy.
I would have totally voted the other way I would have known.
That really floored me because I just always imagine America has all the stupid people.
It was a fuck you. Oh, well, no. It was a fuck you vote.
Got a lot of them.
It was a fuck you vote.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's what Trump is to a lot of these people.
Absolutely.
A fuck you vote.
Suck my dick. We had a black guy as president. That bothered me. I'm a tremendous racist asshole.
And pretty empathy free.
There must be. Oh, God. Yes, dude. Is there something we could put in the water that makes people feel bad for other people or feel like some kind of something or feelings, emotions?
Feelings? Empathy? I don't know.
It's like we got a
one would think religion would encourage
blow
that.
Blow up dolls. Yeah.
I mean, the religions purportedly do encourage that, but not American religion, not the way they've radical religion of any type.
Why do I meet so many atheists with just shit tons of empathy? That's weird, right? That's so fucking how strange.
And morals.
How weird. Oh, my God.
And ethics and morals, because our ethics and morals come from how people should be treated, not from the threat of some lightning bolt from the sky.
God, doesn't it make you so mad that militia in Florida is allowed to exist and that they train this kid? And you know those people, those fucking, I'm just guessing, but I'm guessing the people in that little militia, that racist militia.
The Republic of Florida?
Yes. I imagine they're all garbage people. Lowest common denominator. Dumbass. Racist.
We may be able to heft a rock from right here and hit one.
Oh. We don't live in California. Jerry Brown's not our governor.
Right, yeah.
It's that fucking.
That would have been last year, yeah.
Fucking McGee, Rick Scott. I'm just saying that those people probably weren't the best people. And he's a 19-year-old. I know he's an adult, but he's, you know, he was influenced by these assholes. I'm sure they didn't help him. Oh, God. Why are those allowed to exist? Why can we have militias? That's not right.
Freedom.
What?
Because freedom.
Explain. Yes. Okay. Freedom. That means I can go to school and somebody tells me, listen, if there's an attack, throw your shoe at a guy with a gun. That's freedom.
Sure.
Damn.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Tom Cotton.
Ugh, God.
Listen to this headline. Senator Tom Cotton lashes out at Lindsey Graham for bullying Trump advisor Stephen Miller. God, these assholes are the biggest snowflakes. They really are. These alpha males they pretend to be are the whiniest, pissiest little man babies that are out there.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm just seeing this. Did Tom Cotton get NRA money?
Oh, fuck yeah. Arkansas?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
And Lindsey Graham has gotten NRA money.
Oh, sure.
Okay, none of those people are humans. They're all garbage. Sorry, Lindsey. I find you funny sometimes, but not anymore. We're done. We're broken up with. You suck. Fuck you.
The Washington Examiner, right-wing nutjob paper, reported that Senator Tom Cotton, Trader Tom Cotton, we call him here.
Tehran Tom, right?
He's the one who wrote that letter to the Iranians that said, don't listen to what the Negro that runs our I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. Don't listen to the Negro who thinks he's president here. Anything you sign is not gonna fly with the next president.
How's that American?
Well, and how does that make anyone trust a deal we make ever with anyone? That's the whole point of him getting out of this Paris deal.
Yes.
Of him saying, I'm out of NAFTA. Of him. NAFTA. But you got to do it carefully.
Yes.
And you can't just say, I'm done with everybody. I'm breaking our deal.
Do you think he damaged our standing when he suggested that the people in NATO need to pay up or get the fuck out?
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's nuts, Donald.
I'm going to raise your vig.
How long has NATO been around? A long fucking time.
Yeah, sure. World War II.
God. We got this guy who's a failed real estate developer. He went bankrupt. He had to go to fucking evil, the Russian mafia to get out of debt.
Yeah.
I've never been a politician before. I'm president. Let's get rid of NATO.
1949.
What? Yeah, it's been around since 1949.
2 years after the war.
This is what I don't get with shitheads like Donald Trump. He wants to get rid of NATO. He wants us to get out of NATO.
Well, because Putin hates NATO. I mean, one could surmise.
Yeah, that's true. So that my reasoning is neither here nor there. It doesn't make any sense. But he thinks it's such a good move to get out of NATO, and we've been in it since 1949. Why is Donald Trump the only one to suggest that we should get the fuck out of NATO? Why is he the genius to come out with that idea? Where's the logic in that?
You mean American?
Yeah.
I was going to say Putin really wants us out of NATO. Yeah.
I mean, I just like nobody there thought of it. I don't even remember the most heinous George Dickhead W. Bush. Did he ever say we need to get out of NATO?
No.
I mean, I can't think of the most heinous Republican that ever
fucking
suggested
George
that.
George Bush knows that the Republicans are our adversary. They're not our enemy. Well, they are.
Right.
They attacked our country.
The Russians.
And continue to.
They are attacking our country.
Yes.
Right. And so is Donald Trump. And he's with the fucking Russians. We need to wake up.
So I guess Tom Cotton, they're saying the Examiner's saying that he's referring to Lindsey Graham when he tweeted.
Lindsey.
Trader Tom Cotton tweeted, "Embarrassing for a senator to attack a staffer. No worse example of punching down and bullying someone who can't defend himself."
Oh my God.
Oh, poor Stevie.
Oh, geez. You know, Tom, you took, I don't know, I'm going to say a fuck ton of money from the NRA, and you're allowing these guns to be out there, and these kids got shot. That's punching down to me. You're facilitating their deaths. Your blood, those dead kids, that's on you. That's partly on you, you fuck.
You know
that's punching down, you fuck.
You know who it would be great to oil up with a few juleps?
Yes.
And sit down and have him telling some real truths.
Right.
Would be Lindsey. As horrible as he is, you know, politics-wise, he's pretty
good stories.
He's pretty funny. And he's also, can you imagine what he says about Tom Cotton now? Behind closed doors.
No. I mean, yes.
I mean, you know he hates that motherfucker. Yeah. I want to hear Lindsey swearing.
Lindsey, I don't understand. I mean,
fucking Tom Cotton, little piss ant from Arkansas.
I'm going to throw a suggestion out to Lindsey.
Well, he might be listening.
Come out of the closet.
Know what I mean?
I don't know. Just
I don't
try
care
it.
If he does or not. Just
I don't
stop
care
voting
either.
Against.
I'm just
LGBT
saying,
rights.
Right. Come out of the closet, get a boyfriend, make friends in the LGBT
come out
community.
In the public with your boyfriend.
Absolutely. Yes. And be in that community. And those people, you know, they might, it'll be different than hanging out with a bunch of right-wing nut job dick bag Republicans.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll make you a better person.
Look how much fun Barney Frank's having.
Oh, God.
On his perpetual fuck you tour.
Right. Well, Barney Frank.
He was kind of fuck you when he was in the house.
But Barney Frank was a progressive.
Oh, yeah.
So he's different.
But I mean, he was closeted too.
Yeah.
And then he was like the first to come out, right? And, but now he's really on the fuck you. Anytime he's a commentator, he's great.
You know what, Lindsey? I take it back. Don't do any of that. You know why? Because you're a Republican and you're a piece of shit. And you, there's no hope for you. I'm sorry. You suck.
This is also from the Senate.
Yes. The Senate. They suck.
And this
God
was, there's a little snit fight going on. A little, they may be canceling their weekly mutual taint rubs.
Oh, yes. Taint rubs? Mutual?
attorney.
<fight. laughs>
Attorney General. Well, these guys are
my
both
purple
ancient.
Lightsaber. Oh yeah,
Grassley. I can't Grassley. I don't know if anything's moved down there
Let
since Reagan was president.
Ignite my doorknob.
Chuck Grassley of Iowa.
Doorbell. Doorbell.
And Chuck the Grassley of Iowa, and Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
I'm so glad Iowa gets so many electoral votes. That's so necessary. That's so fucking wonderful. Great.
Are having a little snit.
Yes.
Because the Senate Judiciary Committee was voting on, which, of course, the Republicans have more votes and the chairmanship, because that's how that rolls.
Yes.
Senate Judiciary Committee was voting on something called the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act.
Fuck that shit!
Well, we actually kind of like this.
That
because
sounds nice!
The point is to reduce mandatory minimum prison sentences.
Okay.
For certain nonviolent drug offenders.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah,
reduce
of course.
Mandatory minimum prison sentences for certain nonviolent drug offenders.
Why are we reducing them?
Because many of them are brown.
Why don't we just not fucking
have
them?
Oh, they don't
them.
Want them reduced, I mean.
Instead of
brown.
But don't reduce them. Get rid of them. Send these people to treatment if they're so fucked up. Or you know what? Here's an idea. Let them take their drugs and shut the fuck up. Leave them alone. Who cares?
Depends. There's
damn.
A public.
Are they hurting anybody?
Health crisis. Well, it depends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the opioid problem, that's treatment. You need treatment for that.
Well, yeah.
You don't need to be put in jail because somebody finds opioids in your fucking pocket.
Legislation, despite a strongly worded Jeff Bosesh
yes.
sent a letter to the committee.
Ugh.
All pissy.
Right. My precious.
The bill has bipartisan support, was approved by the committee in the last Congress.
Right.
Failed to get to the floor for a vote. Sessions objects to the bill. He did so in a letter to the committee chairman, Grassley.
Yes.
In the letter, I'm reading from The Hill, a conservative website. Yeah.
Ooh, yes.
Sessions said the bill would reduce sentences. It was going to reduce sentences for a highly dangerous cohort of criminals.
Okay.
Passing this would be a grave error.
What kind of cohort does he mean? Is he mean black people? Is that what he's talking about?
Of course. We know that. Yes.
You think, you know, I'm listening to fucking Gollum Sessions. You think he misses the Shire?
The Shire is a fun place where they smoke weed.
Well, he used to be at the Shire. You know, he was a hobbit. And then,
Sessions?
Yes.
I think
and
he's...
No, listen. He left the Shire, and he happened upon this fucking ring.
He wore the ring too long and turned into the Gollum?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's how Gollum... That's what happened to Jeff Bosesh. And now he's a monster because of his relationship with the... Or maybe it's just... maybe he's just a fucking racist.
So Sessions, during the markup of the bill,
yes.
Took a shot at Sessions. He said, certainly we value the input from the Department of Justice... But if Attorney General Sessions wanted to be involved in marking up this legislation, maybe he should have quit his job and run for the Republican Senate seat in Alabama.
Yes, there you go, dickhead. He's supposed to enforce the law, right? He's our top. Is the AG our top law enforcement officer?
Well, president, technically. Right. But yes.
Our president?
Sadly.
Our president? What is he enforcing?
We'd like to maybe hand it over to Justin Trudeau, maybe, or something, temporarily.
Here's what our president enforces. Somebody brought me McDonald's, and it's still got that fucking bun on it. Right. Somebody's going to die. Give me my nuclear football.
It's very unfair.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's unfair. I got a bun on my Big Mac. It's unfair.
Grassley said he was really irritated that Sessions sent the letter.
Yes, irritated.
because of how he himself has defended the empaneled attorney general.
Oh, right. Well, listen.
God, these are just
Grassley.
These are vipers, right?
Grassley's a Republican.
Sure.
Why are you surprised, dickhead? They're all the same. He's just like you. He's a backstabbing asshole. Both of you don't give a fuck about dead kids. How much money did Grassley get from the NRA?
I don't have it on the tip of my tongue.
How much money did Gollum get over the years? Probably some.
Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Senator? Sure.
Oh, you're vile.
Grassley alluded to his work in Sessions' confirmation hearings.
Yes.
And the confirmations of others in the Justice Department, as well as what he said was his defense of Sessions when Trump wanted to fire him. Grassley said, "I don't think that's something somebody should do to friends." referring to the letter.
How do these people have friends? How does it work if you're a racist, dickbag, gun-sucking fucknut? Right. How do you have emotional relationships with people if you're empty?
You don't. You're a backstabbing garbage person.
A pile of dead children, no gun control. But I'm supposed to understand how this guy has a friendship with someone. That's bizarre.
The legislation approved by the panel, so fuck yes. You, Jeff Bosesh.
Yes,
16 to 5. And I'm sure those five were Republicans who wanted to see more brown people thrown away.
Oh, yeah.
It approved, reduces mandatory minimum penalties for nonviolent repeat drug offenders. Thuggy. Eliminates the three strike mandatory life in prison rule.
Didn't that always seem nuts to you? We have a three strikes, you're out rule. There's got to be no other logic behind that other than that in the game of baseball, three strikes and you're fucking
exactly.
out.
And any kind of felony would have done it, even if you've got a tiny one nugget over whatever, an ounce or whatever state decides a felony possession of marijuana is.
Listen, if you got a nugget, you get pulled over, just swallow it. Just eat
No, I mean you're a
swallow
nugget
it.
Over a pound or whatever the threshold is from it being a misdemeanor to being a felony possession. You could get three of those.
Yeah, you're fucked.
And your life in prison.
What do you mean?
Life.
What do you, when you say
in
those,
prison.
You mean a plant.
Oh, plants were felonies everywhere. God. Not now with medical and stuff.
It is
but,
a plant, though.
Well, right.
It's crazy. It's nuts. You know, it's three strikes in baseball. You hear something terrifying?
The only reason they came up with that, yeah.
In softball.
Two strikes.
I didn't know
that.
Start with one strike. So the game didn't go real fucking long, you know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Two strikes.
And you know what
the terrifying thing is? You get one strike and you foul out, you're out. You're fucked. Life in prison, baby.
People want to drink, man. You got to get the fuck off that field and get the beer flowing.
I don't understand why people drink and play softball. I mean, you can't. I don't want to win.
When I was the tennis instructor, I had a park that had a group of old men that were retired. And they would bring a fucking cooler and they would sit there for like 3 hours in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Two or three days a week. I had the schedule. We had to make sure we had courts for the old dudes.
Yes.
And they would pop beers and I would fill in once in a while if I didn't have a lesson.
Damn. How do you,
and I would, you know, you I was rush? On the clock. I couldn't wink, wink. I couldn't drink anything.
How do you rush the net if you're drunk?
Not well.
How do I score from first base on a base
I was
hit.
A tennis pro, of course. I've, you know, if I'm not drinking. Anything important. I've gone out and hit the ball just for fun when I'm drunk off my ass, but I've never seriously played. It's not easy.
Yeah. There's a bit of physical humor going on.
During college, maybe there was some significant marijuana going on.
If you're a perv watching through the blinds at Crab Diving Industries, you might have saw.
That was tough. That was playing really, really stoned.
Yeah.
So I've heard. College in Wisconsin. So that's what's going on. This has passed. So we'll see.
Right.
This was Grassley and Durbin together. With Mike Lee of Utah.
Yes.
Mike Lee, who's usually recreating Human Centipede with Ted Cruz.
Mike Lee was the guy
that
came out against Trump when Trump suggested that Ted Cruz's father had a hand in the
assassination
of JFK.
Right.
You guys voted for a guy that floated a JFK theory that Ted Cruz's dad helped. Was that ever proved? Is that true?
There's a picture of him standing next to Lee Harvey Oswald. Which is not, it hasn't been proven it's him. I don't think it is him. Wasn't he in Canada at the time?
Yeah. You know, Jeff Bosesh gets a shit ton of money from aerospace. So why the fuck aren't we in space building?
Is there a big
Huntsville, Alabama, baby?
Oh, really?
Yep. I just don't know, then why the fuck aren't, I guess it's not enough. It says defense aerospace. That must be different than like building cool spaceships to go.
Yeah, it's building airplanes to blow shit up.
Right.
Type of aerospace. I guess good news there. We'll see how this fares. And that's just on the committee, by the way. So it's, Mitch still has to decide to bring it up in front of the full House.
Right. The full House.
Or the full Senate, I mean. What else have we got? Oh, this is, do you want a little bit of Trump's America?
Yes. Oh, yes, please.
Example,
boy.
Which you know
oh,
means
great.
Either xenophobia or racism or anti-LGBT or something else wonderful that conservatives like.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes these conservatives are talented enough with their hate that it can include racism, sexism, and like homophobia. It could be all. It's gray.
Here's the headline. White Alabamans.
Yes.
Try to secede from their school district because it has too many black kids in it.
What the fuck, man?
It's didn't go well, I believe, in the courts. It says here they were a little too open about their motivations to get away with their plan.
See, these races, you're successful when you're quiet about it. When you're in the middle of the woods in hoods, you know what I mean, at night. You have to be on the down low.
Oh, my God. In 1971, a federal court ordered Jefferson County, Alabama.
Shit, man.
To desegregate its schools. That order is still in effect. It says, but the residents of a predominantly white city in Jefferson County found a creative way to try to get around it by seceding from the school district altogether.
I don't even understand. How do you do that?
A federal appeals court stepped in this week.
Yes.
Upholding that no, the city of Gardendale, Alabama cannot simply secede from Jefferson County School District.
Where would they go?
In order to create a district with fewer blacks.
Okay.
They're just building a white wall around their white town.
But it would still be a public school district.
Oh, sure.
Right? Okay, Alabama, you can't make a school district for just white people.
They tried.
God, what idiot would think you could do that? That's racist. That's inherently racist. Oh, my God. Can't trust these people. These fucking Alabamans. The fuck? You wanted to elect Roy Moore. And you would have had Roy Moore had women of color had not come out and vote and saved your ass from that rapey dick bag. You would have had Roy Moore. God.
Gardendale's attempt to secede was triggered by two events that allowed predominantly black students in surrounding areas to attend public schools there. Blah, blah, blah. No Child Left Behind Act, which was GWB, allowed certain students in underperforming schools to transfer to better ones.
You want to go to school. You want to live in a diverse world. You just do. You meet lots of different people. It's fun. Your cultures mix. It's fucking awesome.
So as a result, about a quarter of the students in three of Gardendale's four public schools are black, despite that in 2010, the city was over 88 point something percent white. So 88% white, but about 25% of the students because of the way it's districted.
Yeah.
That students from like the No Left Behind Act means if you're in a shitty school and you're doing well, the government will let you leave your shitty school and go to one that's performing better. But you might have brown skin.
Oh, my gosh.
Gasp.
Jesus Christ, guys.
And the other was just desegregation. You just you have to permit some students to transfer from schools in which their race is in the majority to schools in which their race is the minority.
It wasn't that long ago in our history that tanks in our National Guard, they had to roll into Alabama. And
I don't know if they had tanks, but
they didn't have tanks. Oh, God. Sorry.
I think it was
whatever.
Just the National Guard,
They didn't care enough to
send
tanks.
I don't think they brought
tanks.
Out the tanks yet,
I'm like, hey, can we have some tanks? They had to make people let black people go to college, right? Wasn't that the deal?
Right.
And let them. They weren't going to let them in.
They had to push George Wallace, the governor, out of the way. who is flinging himself in the doors of the school to prevent black people from getting in there.
Elon Musk, with your big fucking rocket that you sent up there looking for life, and I don't know what the fuck you're looking for. You better hope aliens don't find it. It's like, oh, god damn, there must be a planet with people around. Let's go check it out. Oh, okay. We're going to vaporize this shit, because fuck this shit. These guys are fucking assholes. God.
The secession effort was spearheaded by four Gardendale residents.
Yes. Okay, guys.
One of whom eventually became president of the seceded district school board.
Damn, do you know how fucked up that sounds? We're in the seceded district school board. Yeah. All white kids.
So they're just dumb. I mean, they might have been able to try to disguise it for some other reason, but they're just like, we're doing it because there's too many Negroes here. Listen.
You know what? We should have let them done it just to prove a point. See how fucking stupid they would have been. Test those kids after you find what teacher in their right mind would want to teach at that school. Well, the white supremacy school.
One of the white ones.
Idiots.
Living there in Gardendale.
Yeah.
The leaders of this secession movement set up a Facebook page.
Yes.
Where they offered thinly veiled explanations for why they supported secession. Quote, a look around at our community sporting events. Our churches are great snapshots of our community. A look into our schools and you'll see something totally different.
There's black people in our schools.
All right. Another one wrote,
oh man,
since secession would, quote, enable better control over the geographic composition of the student body and protection against the actions of other jurisdictions that might not be in our best interests.
Good God. What's your idea of people of color? What are they? Describe to me how you see black people. God, these people must think. If you're not white, you're a goddamn monster. What is your deal? Oh, one my them, God. Grow the fuck up, you pieces of shit.
At a public meeting promoting the secession, one of the leaders brought up a nearby town called Centerpoint. It likely will not turn out well for Gardendale if we don't do this. We don't want to become what Centerpoint has become. Centerpoint.
Yeah.
Transformed from an almost entirely white town in the 70s to now a predominantly black town. We don't want that to happen here.
But it's disheartening. We're hopeless.
Oh, my God. They put a flyer out asking Gardendale voters if they would, quote, rather live in an affluent white city or a formerly white city that is now well integrated or predominantly black.
Hey, dickhead.
Holy fuck.
I don't want to live with you.
That's not remotely subtle.
Dude. God,
they're dumb.
I wouldn't want to live with you. Whoever wrote this flyer, you're garbage. You suck. I don't even want to fucking.
The city council voted in favor of the secession.
What?
The new Gardendale school board hired a superintendent.
Wait a second.
Who, despite a 17-year career in education, had never hired a black teacher, worked with a black teacher, or hired a black administrator.
Oh, my God.
17 years. Had never worked with a black person.
Think of the harm she did. Think of the harm she did to the school. Yeah. Whoever the fuck this is. They work for the school district. Never considered a person of color for a job because of their skin. Imagine the talent. That person denied those kids in that, yeah, that school system. That's fucked up. God.
So it says here, an especially conservative 11th Circuit court judge.
God, wake up.
Even he was like,
oh shit.
Oh, wow.
Guys.
Yeah.
You're idiots. You're
judge.
They're like the Mel Brooks people when that fucking black sheriff shows up. You know what I mean?
William Pryor, who wrote the opinion rejecting Gardendale's secession effort, was one of a handful of finalists Trump considered to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. So he's that right wing nut jobby that was on the short list.
Yes.
He was on the short list with Gorsuch, and I'm sure a wonderful bunch of other white guys
Supreme Court
to fill the Supreme Court vacancy. Yeah.
And he came out against this all white school district.
He ruled
district,
against
right?
them. Yeah. Okay. Even he was like, oh, shit.
God damn. Where is this in Alabama again?
Jefferson County, Alabama. Gardendale, it's called, is the name of the town. Oh, Gardendale. Gardendale, Alabama.
I don't know where that is. It's near Birmingham. Or it is. It's where Birmingham is.
Suburb?
I think Jefferson County includes Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that's fucked up, dude. That's not the sticks. That includes
well, it is
Birmingham, though, dude.
It's Alabama. Yeah, right. So, I'm sure Birmingham is lovely. Birmingham's probably blue, I would think, maybe. Isn't it a college town?
I don't know. Damn, Gardendale is not in the middle of nowhere.
Where's Roll Tide?
Everywhere.
But where's the main campus? Is that?
I actually don't know. I don't know. I have no fucking idea. I don't know what you guys do in
Your
Alabama.
Your mom may be able to text
tell
if she's
what.
Listening. She'll
100% of every comedy show I've done, there's been one heckle. All of them. Someone yells Roll Tide during every fucking show. I swear to Christ. Roll Tide!
So there you go. Alabama. So it didn't work. Even a judge that Trump considered for the Supreme Court is like, oh, holy shit, this is too racist even for us.
Oh, man. I bet they all love guns and all that other shit. They don't give a fuck about these kids. Oh, my God. Imagine, think of the irony. Like, you know, you don't want, you're so worried that your kids might have to share a classroom with a person of color that you're going to make a new school district, but you're fine with AR-15s in your community, yeah. And maybe someone could walk into a school and shoot your kids to death.
They want their teachers to have guns because of the brown people.
Right, and you won't vote for people that will raise the minimum wage.
And they're okay.
The dumbest dickhead.
They're okay going to their snake waving church on the weekend with people who are playing soldier out in the woods that are militia. I'm sure there's a Republic of Alabama offshoot of the Republic of Florida.
It's like you need adults to take the guns away from you that are killing each other. You need someone to say, don't wave snakes around that are poisonous in church. You know what I mean? Don't be racist.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man. Shit.
Oh, they're saying the white nationalist now is saying, well, maybe that might not be true.
What? He's not a part
of
that.
He might not have been part of their.
Well, that a white nationalist doesn't matter. That a white nationalist militia exists. Fuck that.
Local law enforcement saying they can't confirm any ties between the militia. So that may be fake news.
But the militia is racist.
For the fake news,
right?
Also, huh?
They're a racist militia or something like that.
Well, they exist. Yeah, that doesn't change the existence
that
of the
is
Republic of Florida.
Still
just
horrible.
Changes the fact that this guy said he was a. Well, and this was the.
I wish George Soros could put together a strike team and go get those people of the Republic of Florida, whoever the fuck you are, fuck your racism and your fucking guns, you fuck faces.
Holy shit, wait one second here.
What is this?
This is the guy who's the leader. This is Jareb.
Jareb?
I do think civil war is a very real possibility in the next 2 years. An open, violent clash involving guns and people stabbing and killing each other. I think that if that were happening in the next 5 months, I wouldn't flinch.
It is happening.
There you go.
But it is happening. Look at all the people that die from gun deaths. Look at all the mass shootings at our fucking schools. How many shootings at our schools so far in 2018-19?
The numbers are different. Yeah, hey, you know, like whatever. I hear 16 in 45 days or since 19 since the beginning of the year, 12, or it depends on how you count them, too.
You would agree with a lot.
Because, right, don't they not count mass shootings it's over like a certain number, and then a certain number got to die. Yeah. It's something ridiculous.
You know, it's like...
So you shoot two people.
Right.
That's not a mass shooting. We can't count that one.
It's the way the lunatics that deal with the Appalachian Trail count bear attacks on the trail. Like, if a bear comes and starts to maul you, and you're physically on the trail, and you die on the trail, that counts as on the trail.
Is that a one?
However, if the bear takes you, drags you off the trail, and kills you... Or whatever attacks you.
That's
when you're
not the trail.
That doesn't count.
The trail's safe.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Go buy A Walk in the Woods. On
local
Amazon
law enforcement.
Grabdiving.com/Amazon's a good book.
They're Audible.
Yeah. Listen to it.
I think he reads it himself. It's funny.
Oh, God, it's good.
Local law enforcement sources have not found a connection between Cruz and the Tallahassee-based military group. Leon County, Florida.
Well, we know they exist now. So, George, fire up your fucking whoever the fuck you're in charge of. Go get them.
Law enforcement officials said they could not find information linking Cruz to the Republic of Florida militia.
Okay. We believe you.
Despite the claims of the group's self-proclaimed leader, Jordan Jarob.
So his name's not on a fucking spreadsheet? Okay.
So there you go.
It's the wall of fucking garbage shit today. It's just.
I guess they're saying this guy's lying or something like that.
Yeah, wow.
What a shocker. Shock. Huh?
Yeah, real shocker. This white supremacist guy's got a big hard on for guns.
There's going to be a violent civil war.
Oh, really? Wow. Thank you. Your regular fucking John McLaughlin.
Go over to Jim Baker and buy some.
Right.
Get ready to buy some food because the brown people are coming.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to go ahead. I was just going to launch Jim Baker live and see what's going on while we have 1 minute left in the show.
Guns kill people.
Maybe there'll be a laugh for us. This is the PTO.
Sometimes you want to go in a restaurant.
Correct.
And you're not going to carry that big bottle and you just use your straw.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's that simple. And that easy to use.
Yeah.
This is a water filtering straw.
Oh my God.
They're even talking about going into restaurants and using your straws because you can't trust the tap water because libtards put stuff in there to keep you from breeding.
Black person might have poured that water.
It's PTLshop.com.
Oh shit.
It's turned into the QVC for Christians.
Brilliant. Yeah, you evil fucks.
Yeah.
God damn
Not even hiding it anymore. You know, Glenn Beck Suttle. You know, they all had merch and shit.
Why? Their fans are stupid as fuck. Don't hide it. Right. They won't get it.
Yeah.
Just tell them to spend money at your shitty store, dickheads. God damn.
We got to go, everybody. We'll do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher and your favorite app. And if you give us good reviews on those apps and thumbs up and shit, that really helps us out. We appreciate that. Also, buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. Every time you go, we get a little nibble, a little taste, and you can buy shit. It doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
I think crabdiving.com/Audible works also. If you want to go straight to Audible.
Right.
And join there and listen to some really cool books.
Pay us.
Educate yourselves.
Right.
I mean, if you're listening, you're already educated.
Yeah. Tell your friends to get woke and get their fucking heads out of their fucking asses.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, RatedRComedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back more tomorrow.
Fuck the NRA.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.